The firm GSBS has led the master planning effort. A 19-member steering committee has identified five key areas, which include grade alignment, school locations, school and class sizes, what to do with the Treasure Mountain Junior High building, and the future of the Kearns campus. Consultant Chris Guarino with NV5 told the board he would have liked more community participation.
We've also conducted community listening tours to hear from parents, teachers, and community members at every single school. Some of those were more heavily attended than others. A disappointing turnout at a few of those. Regardless of how much we communicated the message that the meetings were coming, we still fell short of attendance on a few of them, but those that have participated have given us absolutely critical information.
Teachers have helped identify the needs for future learning, including flexible spaces and more outdoor learning opportunities. Board President Andrew Kaplan hopes once specific facilities options and associated costs are available, more people will weigh in.
We need more people to come out and give our views, and we hope we would implore everyone who's listening to this to come forward and start paying very close attention, because over the next several months and over the next year, we're going to be making decisions with the community, and the community is going to be making the decisions, I should say, of what this is going to look like, and it's your tax dollars, right? So, you know, the what's on the website, how many people have hit it, how many people television has reached or our social media blasts has reached, you're right, is only so relevant, right? Because at the end of the day, we have a lot of folks in this community who pay taxes who we still need to get out and talk to. And that's going to be our job as an administration and board over the next several months.
While district communication shows a board decision will be made on May 21st, with implementation scheduled for next school year, Kaplan says the board is not tied to that timeline.
And the next step in this process is going to be starting in April, which is, okay, here are our options. These are what they look like. These are the costs. Now is your chance over the next, you know, several months to give your input. And when the, you know, when the consultant suggested, okay, May 21st, let's not be hasty and make hard decisions. That's because look, when we roll these out in April, in the middle of April, which is, you know, a few weeks away, it's going to take time for the community to digest the options, the costs, understand how we got to these options. And if that takes a month, great. If it takes 2 months, fine. If it takes 3 months, 6 months, that's okay too. We are not trying to rush this. We're not trying to, you know, we do want to move it forward. We don't want to stall out. However, we also recognize that any of these options are going to be costly, and it's a community decision. So we're going to be flexible with the community.
The final meeting of the Grade Alignment Task Force is March 26th. The other four task forces have completed their meeting schedules and will be making recommendations to the steering committee and ultimately to the school board. A link to the Future of Learning page showing agenda and meeting notes can be found on kpcw.org, along with the complete interview with School Board President Andrew Kaplan. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.